Next one is reminder. Reminder 作为名词的提示提醒的意思。好，那么去掉 er 之后，动词是 remind。Remind 作为动词提示的意思，那么提醒某人注意某事或去做某事称作 remind somebody of something. Remind somebody of something means inform somebody of a fact or tell somebody to do something he may have forgotten. OK, 叫提示某人去做某事。For example, 提醒我去回那封信。Remind me to answer that letter. Remind me to answer that letter. 我还需要再提醒你吗？ Do I have to remind you again?Do I have to remind you again? 还需要再提醒你吗？ OK, 那么 remind 表示提示提醒，第二层含义表示令人回想起某事，那么短语还是 remind somebody of somebody 或 something, 表示使人回想起了某人或者某事。 For example, 这首歌令我回想起了肌肉情人。 This song reminds me of my old lover. This song reminds me of my old lover. 这首歌令我想起我的肌肉情人。 OK, 那么Remind 做动词表提示提醒或者表示令人回想起的意思，那么加 er 之后 reminder 作为名词表提示提醒的意思。 For example, send somebody a gentle reminder to pay the bill. 还可以说 give somebody a gentle reminder to pay the bill. Pay the bill 翻译成付账单的意思，那么 a gentle reminder 表示一个客气的提醒。 OK, 这个短语翻译为给某人一个客气的提醒让他去付账单。 OKSend somebody a gentle reminder to pay the bill. OK, 再比如说 The waiters were clearing the tables, which served as a reminder that it was time to leave. 服务员们正在清理桌子，那么也就提示我们该走了。 OK, The waiters were clearing the tables, which served as a reminder that it was time to leave. 好，我们回顾一下 remind 以及 reminder 的用法。 Remind 作为动词表示提醒某人注意某事或去做某事。 Remind somebody of somethingRemind me to answer that letter. Do I have to remind you again? Remind somebody of something 或 somebody 还可以表示使人回想起什么事情。This song reminds me of my old lover. Reminder. Send somebody a gentle reminder to pay the bill. Give somebody a gentle reminder to pay the bill. The waiters were clearing the tables, which served as a reminder that it was time to leave. Okay, next one is fail.Fail 作为动词表失败的意思。 OK, 那 fail 本意是失败的意思，它的反义词成功是 succeed, 注意拼写以及发音 succeed, 动词成功，那么在某方面失败表示 fail in something. Fail in something means be unsuccessful in something. Be unsuccessful in something. 那么没能做成某事，没有做到叫 fail to do something. Fail to do something. OK, 那么这个 fail in something 除了表失败还可以表示考不及格的含义，比如说I passed in mathematics but failed in French. I passed in mathematics but failed in French. 我的数学及格了，但是法语没及格。 OK, fail in French. 字面上含义表示在法语方面失败了，就翻译成不及格的含义。 OK, 好，再比如说 She failed to reach the final. 我们知道 final 表决赛的意思，那 She failed to reach the final. 她没能够进入决赛。 OK, fail to do something 表示没能做某事的意思。好，我们再看另外一个例句是 He never feels to write to his girlfriend every week. He never feels to write to his girlfriend every week. 他从不忘记每周给女朋友写信。看到 Never feel to do 表从没有忘记做某事，那么 feel to do 表没能做某事。 If you receive a reminder like this, you cannot feel to obey it. 要是你收到这样一个提示的话，你不会不服从的。 You cannot fail to obey it. 你不会不服从。 OK, that is fail. 好，回顾一下 fail 反义词是 succeed. Fail in something means be unsuccessful in something. Fail to do something 没能做某事。 I passed in mathematics but failed in French. She failed to reach the final. He never fails to write to his girlfriend every week. If you receive a reminder like this, you cannot fail to obey it. OK,The last one is obey. Obey 作为动词表服从的意思。 OK, 那反义词不服从不遵守是 disobey. Disobey. OK, obey means to do what is told or obliged to do, carry out a command, 表示服从顺从执行的意思。 OK, for example, soldiers are trained to obey without questions. 士兵们被训练要绝对的服从命令。 Obey without questions, 绝对服从命令 means no how, why or what, 没有任何的为什么怎么样以及什么。 OK, 那么也就是绝对服从命令，没有任何的疑问。 Without questions. OK, Soldiers are trained to obey without questions, 绝对服从命令。OK, 那么再比如说遵守规章制度是 obey rules, obey rules, 服从命令是 obey orders, obey orders, 那么服从命令还可以叫做 obey commands, obey commands, 遵守法律是 obey the law, obey the law, 遵守法律。 OK, 好， obey 表示服从遵守的意思，它的反义词不服从违背是 break, violate, 或者是用 go against 表示都可以。 OK,break, violate, go against 表示不服从违背的意思。 OK, that's obey, 我们回顾一下 obey 反义词是 disobey. Soldiers are trained to obey without questions. Obey rules, obey orders, obey commands, obey the law. Obey 的反义词有 break, violate, go against. OK, that's all for the words, now let's read it again. 在读的时候大家注意一下回顾刚刚讲过这次的哪些用法。 OK, follow me please.Pack, pack, traffic, traffic, ticket, ticket, note, note, area, area, sign, sign, reminder, reminder, fail, fail.Obey, obey. Okay, that's all for the words.